For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green. With your host today, Dr. Kevin Passero. We are here every Sunday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. bringing you the most up-to-date information on health and wellness. Our hope is to inspire you to live a healthier life and a better life for yourself, your family, and our planet. Today we are discussing key concepts to health with a special guest to help us understand the complex world of supplement manufacturing in an effort to help you choose the very best products to support your health.
All right. Thank you, Lola. This is Dr. Kevin Passero, and I thank you all for tuning in. We're excited to be here today. We have two special guests in the studio. You just heard my daughter, Lola Passero, do our intro, and my son, Cooper Passero. Say hi, Cooper.
Hi.
Is here as well, and we've got a great special guest on the phone, Joshua Chernov. Josh, thank you for taking the time to be with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so Josh, later on in the show, is really going to be helping us understand some of the things we talked about in the intro. Really, some of these things about the key concepts and the complex world of supplement manufacturing, what it really means to get something when you purchase something that you think is going to be supporting your health, to make sure that it's actually designed to do that. And Zymogen is a great company. I guess everybody on the show knows, or if they've ever been a patient of mine or knows how I work, there's no one company that I use exclusively in my work with people, but Zymogen is one that I use very regularly, and I've hand-selected really a handful of companies to use in my practice that of people that seem to rise to the top and the top of the industry. So we're going to start the show off with just kind of an open discussion a little bit about health and wellness, and we're going to utilize the youth and our insight from the youth to help us understand that. So Lola and Cooper, we've got some sort of key concepts, and Josh, I invite you to chime in. I know you are an avid, passionate person when it comes to health and wellness. I know you are a father of three beautiful children. And so, you know, having this kind of dialogue happens, I'm sure, in your home because it happens in my home. And I think it's interesting to hear the perspective of the youth because really the concepts that they struggle with or that we're teaching them, I see it apply not only to kids but apply to adults as well. So, Lola, let's start with you. What would you say, and Cooper, you can chime in, what are some of the most important things that you think are necessary to be healthy?
Well, you need nutrition, which is like what you eat, because right. It helps your body stay healthy, and you also need exercise because it helps you burn off calories.
That's one reason, yep.
And then you need sleep, mm-hmm. because when you're sleeping, your body has a chance to catch up with everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you need a good environment.
Yep.
And
those are definitely some good key concepts. Exercise. And, you know, has to do with burning off calories, but exercise has to do with movement, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Joshua, isn't some of the new research showing that, like, sitting is the new smoking, is what they say?
It's unbelievable. And aside from just the sitting down, it's also the neck injuries that are happening and the back injuries from constantly looking down at cell phones and computers and not being upright. So, yes, it's absolutely a big problem currently.
Do you hear that, Cooper? Neck injuries from staring at your cell phones too much? Right? So do you guys wonder why your daddy's always trying to limit your electronic time? When you're on electronics, does that encourage you to move?
No.
No, it encourages you to sit, right?
Yeah.
So Lola, what are some of the things that you do? Because this year was a big year for you with movement. There was something that you got for Christmas that really, really inspired you with your movement. And it's something that a lot of people and patients and adults use. What is it? And Cooper, you just got one too from our friend that works at that company,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
go ahead. Somebody.
It's a Fitbit.
Get closer. Yeah, it's a Fitbit. So Lola, what did you learn with your Fitbit?
Well, so on a Fitbit, some Fitbits track your heart rate.
Yep.
How much calories you've burned, how much steps, and on my Fitbit, there's a certain goal,
yep.
which is 10,000 steps, and it encouraged me to try to get my goal. So almost every day when I had my Fitbit on, I got a lot of movement, and I got 10,000 steps.
Right. So would you be more motivated to get 10,000 steps because you wanted to reach your goal on the Fitbit?
Yes.
Yeah. So it helps you achieve your goal. So little things like that are important. And did your Fitbit ever buzz at you if you were sitting down too long?
Yeah. I would say like 10 more minutes till whatever. I'd say like, take me for a walk.
Yeah. And goal setting applies to everything, not just exercise, but goal setting can apply to nutrition. Goal setting can apply to your sleep and getting to sleep on time. And goal setting can apply to all these other aspects, you know, of health. So movement is definitely a big one. Josh, I know you're an avid exerciser.
Absolutely. And I really appreciate what you were talking about with a couple of things there. First, the achievable goals. You know, many times people have they say, I want to get healthier, and they're so far removed from being where they want to be that it seems so far away that it's daunting.
Mm-hmm.
So by setting short-term achievable goals that allow you to be short steps of success on the way to the long-term goal is a really great plan, and I appreciate that you as a family are doing that. And another thing you guys had mentioned was together and making it fun. And doing it together and challenging each other and having it a fun environment. We're products of our environment, so our children see us, and the way we eat, we can recommend they eat healthy, but they're watching every move we make. They're becoming us in a future generation. So if we eat healthy and we move around, it tends to trickle down into our children and the youth of the next generation. So I love how you're talking about making it fun and challenging along the way to achieve those goals. That's a great, great approach.
Yeah, and there's lots of ways to make it fun. Like, what did we do last night after we cleaned up dinner instead of sitting down and watching TV?
We went on a walk with our dog, Oliver.
Mm-hmm. We took our dog for a walk, right? Our puppy. And that was nice, right? Instead of just sitting there watching TV, we got out and we got a bunch of steps in, and that felt good. We got fresh air. We got a little bit of movement. We got a little bit of exercise. And we weren't just sitting there watching a screen, right?
Yeah.
So it's little things like that that are fun. So let me ask either of you this question. What do you think it means to be healthy? So does being healthy mean that we never get sick? Like, why do we do all these things to try and be healthy? What does that mean?
Well, when your body is sick, that means your body's working well because it's fighting off germs and it's building your immune system. If you're never sick, that means your body's not working right, because if you have germs and your body's not fighting them off, something's not right.
Can be, yeah. It's kind of this balance, right?
Yeah.
Being healthy isn't just about never getting sick. Sometimes we get exposed to germs and it inevitably happens. Being healthy is about, right, Cooper? It's about how we should feel every day. How should we feel? Isn't being healthy just about feeling good every day?
Yeah.
What does that mean for you, bud?
So we should feel good every day, because if you feel bad, it's bad for your body. Because if you want to be good, you have to eat healthy food.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to do everything. You have to listen to your body.
That's right. You have to listen to your body. It's this balance. So being healthy and wanting to be healthy isn't about feeling perfect every day, because we're going to have our challenges. It's about doing the things that we know are going to support our health. And we'll get to kind of why it's so important later on in the show. And right, Josh, I mean, we know this. Sometimes people who say, I haven't gotten sick in 5 or 10 years, there's a little bit of a concern there almost. So that's what we were taught in naturopathic school, because getting sick, at least acute illnesses, is sometimes a healthy response of the immune system. There's a balance that we need to strike.
It's very well said, and many times when you dig into somebody who says, I haven't been sick in a long, long time, and you look at a long-term assessment of them, many a times it's because they felt sick for so long, it's become the norm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. It has been, and this is about being healthy, is about avoiding not necessarily the cold or the flu, although if you're sick, you will get more of those, and you shouldn't be getting sick all the time. We talked about earlier this morning, Lola, right, is more it's the other kind of sicknesses that people get that are associated with lifestyle, because that's what we're talking about. These are things like diabetes and cancer and heart disease. And while you guys are young and you're not really at risk for that right now, it's important that Daddy teach you these concepts and that you live in a world where you understand the value of being healthy, so that you don't run into these issues when you're older, because most people in our country don't pay attention to that and they end up sick. And we'll talk about why that's so important. So let's kind of skip down a little bit. Let's talk about, like, why is it so hard to be healthy on a daily basis, Lola? Like, what are some of the challenges that come up? Things about movement and foods. I mean, this is really what it comes down to. I think everybody believes that they want to be healthy, but when it comes down to just living everyday life, it's not that easy.
Yeah,
tell us about your experiences.
So some of the school lunches, like, mm-hmm. they've got chocolate milk, and I'm like, well, I want chocolate milk, but I know it's not healthy for me. And they've got, like, cookies or ice cream sometimes for school lunch, and I sometimes have trouble deciding what choice I should make.
Mm-hmm. And then I know, you like vegetables. You'll eat broccoli, you'll eat cucumbers, you'll eat carrots, you'll eat pretty much any vegetable that I put in front of you. But I know that even though the school's trying to bring more vegetables in, I said, Lola, well, look on the menu. It says they've got green beans and you like green beans, but like they don't look good, do they?
No.
So you're sort of faced with these challenges of, in a day-to-day life, what you're being exposed to. What about other circumstances like getting enough movement? I mean, you're in school, right? So what are some of the challenges there?
Yeah, well, mostly when you're at school, you're sitting and learning, and you won't get a lot of movement.
Yeah.
And the older you get, like once you're in middle school, you don't get recess.
Mm.
And so you won't get as much movement, so you have to try to balance it out and try to get movement when you're away from school and not just sit and watch your phone
Or watch TV. Do you think the challenges are any different for, let's say, like Daddy or Mr. Joshua, who's on the phone, who work all day?
Yeah.
They're the same, right? Uh-huh. I mean, I sit at my desk and I sit around all day, and it's very difficult to get out and get movement. So it's hard because you've either got to fit it in the beginning of the day or at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Right? And then how hard is it to fit it in at the beginning of the day? I mean, I wake you up, you're pretty tired in the morning. What would you think if Daddy said, all right, we're going to get up 45 or an hour early every single day and go for a walk or a run?
I would be...
You'd be like, I'm tired. But you're going to have to now because why? Who do we have?
Oliver.
That's right. We've got a dog now. So we're going to be walking that dog pretty much every morning and every evening. So things like that are good steps. But it is hard to carve out the time. It is a challenge. Josh, what do you find do you find you run into the same challenges?
Absolutely. So I'm in my car quite a bit and driving all over a few different states. And so sitting idle it causes health issues as far as the physical stuff, but people seem to forget that the body and the brain are connected.
Mm-hmm.
So when you sit still and you're not moving around, it affects the ability to think clearly.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys talked greatly about the school system. I actually am now part of the first civilian member of the school board of nutrition in my local school district because I stepped up realizing that a serving of grains, those little pack of donuts, those little mini donuts that you guys get, I'm sure kids, you know exactly what I'm talking about, they actually count as a whole grain.
Mm.
And so we can talk about grains one way or another, but regardless, if that's where we're considering grains and a slushy is considered fruit juice, and that's a serving of fruits and vegetables, then we as parents need to take more of an active role in providing the options for the kids. So that's a big deal. But the one thing that I see a lot of times, especially when people are sitting still a lot, is they eat from the bag, and that's a big deal. And so when you come home from school and you're hungry, you come home from work and you're hungry and you grab a bag of chips, it's one thing to eat a few chips. It's another thing to have the bag in your hand and eating from it, because next thing you know, the entire bag is empty.
Yep. Yeah, it is. And I mean, these are the same. The reason why we're talking about this is everybody knows these concepts are here. They apply the same to kids as to adults. When you're at work, there's the vending machines, right? There's, the lunches, the place, fast food places. There's always poor choices. So it's difficult to make good choices, whether you're 10, whether you're 7, or whether you're 42, right? It's the same thing. So unless you really start thinking about these things at an early stage, it's hard to break those habits. So, and then there's other reasons why we make bad choices, right?
Yeah.
Times we eat. Maybe Cooper, you can give us an example, like because other people are eating them. Like, what's a situation where you know something might not be healthy, but you kind of have it? Can you think of any?
Well, something like if you see a cookie and you really want a cookie, but you don't know it's a bad decision to have it, but you really want it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or like if you were at school and they were having a little birthday party celebration and there were cupcakes everywhere. Right? I mean, everybody's having one. Might you want to have one because of that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Same thing happens to people at work every day. It's somebody's birthday. Do you guys think birthday celebrations stop when you leave school?
Nope,
adults
no.
do it all the time at work. They bring in cake. They bring in cookies. They bring in donuts. They do all that stuff. And everybody says, oh, I'll just have one slice. Everybody else is doing it. And if you say, no, I don't want to have any, how would you feel if you had to tell all your friends at school? Would you be a little embarrassed if you said, you know what? I don't want one of your cupcakes. I'm trying to be healthy. Would that seem a little awkward?
Yeah.
And Lola, did you run into that this summer when you were trying to, or at the end of the year when you were trying to make some changes to your diet?
Yeah. So I was gluten-free for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, I was doing a camp. It was a drama camp. And it was after school, and like they would bring in snacks like Goldfish, Cheez-Its, cookies, and like everyone else would have one. And I would be like, I know I shouldn't have one, but everyone else is having one. I really want it.
Yep. And this is the same thing that I deal with patients every single day when we're trying to help them make choices with their food that I know will make them healthier. They run into the same exact things. They're at parties, they're at work, they're with their families, and everybody's having something. And it's so difficult to go against the grain and to stand up and say, you know what, I don't want this.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about why it's so important. So, Cooper, go ahead and do our exit.
We are going to take a short break, but don't go anywhere. We will be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at MyVillageGreen.com.
Are you under a lot of stress these days? Pressure from your job, personal life, politics? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary can help you achieve a healthier lifestyle with our wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 50 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
I'm Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, the most unique pharmacy in the country. You are unique, and at Village Green, we treat you this way. At Village Green, our passion is personalization and getting the root cause of health conditions. Guidance on foods, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. For over 50 years, customers have depended on advice from our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists. Visit Village Green in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green. With your host today, Dr. Kevin Passero. We are here every Sunday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. bringing you the most up-to-date information on health and wellness. Our hope is to inspire you to live a healthier life and a better life for yourself, your family, and our planet. Today we are discussing key concepts to health with a special guest to help us understand the complex world of supplement manufacturing in an effort to help you choose the very best products to support your health.
All right. Thank you, Lola. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Kevin Passero. We've been having a great conversation here. It's been kind of a kids' conversation, but I think it's so ironic to have this conversation around kids because we are not any different as adults. We may look at kids and say, well, geez, you know, they're in school all day or they don't have the willpower to make good choices. The issues that they face are the exact same issues that I see my adult patients face every single day. And hearing it from the perspective of a child, I think can help us take a step back and understand that we all basically deal with the same issues and the same pressures in trying to be healthy. So, and I have on the phone with me today special guest Joshua Chernov. He's one of the lead scientific consultants for Zymogen. He's a friend and a great resource for me as a provider, and we're going to be talking with him later and sharing some expertise. It just so happens that Joshua also has with him today his son Wyatt, who's 11 years old. So we're going to have a nice kids conversation here in the beginning part of this next segment. And this is where I think the rubber really hits the road for this conversation, whether it's kids or adults. And this has to do with, why is it so important to live a life that promotes health? Like, what? Why is this so important to be healthy? You guys ask me, can I have another dessert? Can I have another piece of candy? And I say, no. And you say, well, why? Please, Daddy, please. And I say, no, it's not good for your body to have that much sugar, but please, Daddy, just one more. Please, why do I have to eat this? Why do I have to eat that? And what I'm trying to help you guys understand is I'm not just trying to be mean, right? I want you guys to live the best possible life that you could possibly live. And I can't control all of the decisions that you make, but from what I know about the health of your body, I can help you make good choices there. And the same, it's exactly what I'm trying to do every single day with my patients, is help them make the choices necessary to be healthy so that they can achieve the goals that they want. So let me ask you this, Cooper, and I'd love Joshua to hear Wyatt's input on this. So let's hear Cooper first. Is it easy to have fun when you are sick, Cooper?
No.
No, when you're feeling sick, it's not easy to have a good time, is it? Why not?
Because your body doesn't feel good, and if your body doesn't feel good, you can't have fun because you don't have any energy.
That's right. You don't have any energy, and you don't feel good. And is life that enjoyable when you can't have any fun?
No.
No, it stinks, right? We all want to have fun. We only get to do this once. We all want to be able to have fun, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Wyatt, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Wyatt, is it easy to, let's say, be nice to others when you're feeling sick? Or is it easy to, let's say, accomplish your goals? Do you play any sports, Wyatt?
Football.
You play football. Okay. So, if you were feeling really sick before a football game, would it be easy to play a really good game?
No.
No.
It would be very hard.
It would be very hard. So do you want to talk about what you see as the value of trying to be healthy to achieve things in your life? Do you have any thoughts?
You try to be healthy so you can achieve a healthy life because, like, when you're older, you're successful in life and you can provide for your family and stuff.
Yeah, that's right, because what people don't realize is that when you don't have your health, you really don't have anything, because it's hard to be able to do anything when you feel unhealthy, right? It's hard to go to school. It's hard to do things that you enjoy, like playing sports. It's hard to have fun, right, Cooper? Cooper, one of your most fun things that you like to do?
I really like to play with my friends at school.
That's right. And you like to play with your other friends in the neighborhood, right? Like like Joseph, right?
Yeah.
So if you're feeling sick, you can't go play with your friends. It's the same thing for adults. I hear it all the time. They don't feel well, so they get home from work and they go to sleep. They can't go out with their friends and they can't do anything. And it's no fun. So Wyatt, stay on the line. But Lola, what are some other things that get in the way of accomplishments when you feel sick?
Well, you can't go to school and learn.
Right.
Because you don't have a lot of energy.
Yep.
And you also, it's hard to reach your goals.
Yeah, it's hard to reach your goals. So, like, some of your goals with school right now, I mean, your goal is to get straight A's, right?
Yeah.
And you did it this whole last semester. Mm-hmm. If you were feeling sick all the time, do you think you would have been able to get straight A's?
No.
No. And, you know, when you're older as an adult, like, let's say for Daddy running a business, being a doctor, do you think it would be easy for me to achieve the goals that I want to be able to help people if I was feeling sick all the time?
Uh-uh.
No, I can tell you it's not, because I was sick for a while. Remember, Daddy had Lyme disease and I felt really sick, and it was really, really hard for me to get the things that I wanted to get done when I was feeling sick, and it impacted everything that I did. And so there are certain things we can't control, like getting bitten by a tick and getting sick, but there are certain things we can, like taking care of our bodies and being healthy.
Yeah.
So, Wyatt, what are some of the things that you think we can do on a daily basis to help us stay healthy? What are some of the things that your daddy's taught you, and what are some of the things that you try and do on a daily basis?
Eat lots of vegetables and fruit.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that is definitely one thing.
Like, go for walks so you're not always sitting down and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you this, Wyatt. Is it always easy to do those things? Or sometimes, like if you were listening to what Lola and Cooper were talking about, is it sometimes hard, let's say, if there's a lot of junk food around because you're at school, or that there's you're at a birthday party, or sometimes you just have a craving for something sweet? Is it always easy to make the right choice for you? And be honest.
No.
No, it's not, no. Right? And you're probably not always perfect about it, are you?
No.
No.
Not always.
But you do know it's important to keep trying, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the challenge that we all face every single day. Right, guys?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah. So, Lola, what are some other things, Lola, that you think are important to do on a daily basis to help your body stay healthy?
You have to exercise.
Or at least move, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like shoot for your 10,000 steps. Right. So things like that are like, OK, well, geez, Daddy, maybe do wake me up a half hour early and let's go for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
Or after dinner, let's turn the TV off and let's go for a walk around the neighborhood with the dog and get a little activity instead of just sitting down, even though we're tired, even though it's been a long day. Those are little things we can do. Right.
Mm-hmm.
OK. What else, Lola?
You have to eat healthy.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Wyatt helped us understand that, which, as he pointed out, lots of fruits and lots of vegetables, because those are the foods that give our body the most amount of nutrition with the least amount of bad ingredients. So it's definitely an important thing to focus on.
And you have to be nice to others and yourself.
Yeah. Why is that important, Lola? Do you want to talk about that at all? We kind of skipped over that part. But
yeah. So usually when you're being mean to others or to yourself, like saying, I'm not good enough, or saying to others, you're not good enough, or whatever. It's usually because you're maybe stressed, sad, and usually when you're feeling those emotions, your body doesn't work as properly properly as it should.
Yep.
Because it has so much stuff to do, and it can't, and your immune system doesn't work.
That's
and
correct.
You can't fight off different things.
Yeah. So Wyatt, did you know this, that they've done, you know, there's very, very clear research that shows that the things that you think, even though they don't feel like they're in your body, when you think of your body, you think of, does your stomach hurt, or does your headache, or do your muscles hurt, or your joint hurts. But what we know is that every thought that we have, every feeling that we have, every emotion that we have, actually impacts our physical body. Did you know that, Wyatt?
Yes, it changes your mindset about the entire thing, and then your body doesn't work as hard to accomplish those goals.
It does. Have you ever been really nervous before a test, Wyatt, or before a football game or something? Do you ever sometimes get really nervous?
Yeah.
And have you ever had that feeling, and Lola and Cooper, have you guys ever had this, where that feeling they call butterflies in your stomach, when your stomach feels kind of flippy-floppy?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Have you ever felt that, Wyatt?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's an example of an emotion, something you're thinking, affecting your physical body. And while that one is a more extreme example, every single thought that we have actually changes something physical that happens in our body. And we know that people who are under a huge amount of stress, their immune system is weaker, and they get sicker easier, and they have more inflammation in their body. Inflammation we know contributes to things like heart disease and cancer and diabetes and all of these other things. So there are things that we can do on a daily basis to try and improve our emotions. So Lola, what's one thing that we're not all that good at it, but Daddy at least has tried to be good at it? We started it around New Year's. We got what? What did we get? A little book.
We got a gratitude book, a gratitude journal, and every day we try to write three things that you're thankful for.
Yep. And what's although we don't get to that every day, what's the one other thing that we do every evening where we say thank you for a few things? When do we do that?
Right before we have dinner, we pray to God.
Yeah, and we say grace, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, it doesn't have to be whatever anybody's religion is. It's just an opportunity to sit and to say a few words of thanks for the things that we have, including the food that's in front of us. And that feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's nice to just reflect on your day and be thankful for a couple things. And we know that people who practice gratitude, which is being thankful on a regular basis, generally are happier. and generally have lower stress and better health. Wyatt, is there anything that you do every day when your family or that you ever think of where you just take a little bit of time to be thankful for things or anything that you do to help reduce your stress?
We pray as a family together.
Mm-hmm. And do you guys say, like, thank you for this food and thank you for is it an opportunity to reflect on things that you're thankful for?
Yeah.
Yeah. And does it feel good?
And a chance for other people.
A chance for other people for what? To have a better life?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, that's an important thing to do, and they're simple, easy things to do, but they're part of being healthy is part of the emotional side. Now, Lola, we're going to wrap up the segment here in a second, but there's one more thing, and I'm going to look at you directly, Lola, because there's one other thing that we haven't talked about that's really important for being healthy, and that's sleep.
Yeah.
So why am I looking at you directly, Lola, when I talk about this?
Because I have a lot of trouble falling asleep.
So what happens? You could be tired, and then as soon as it's time to go upstairs and go to bed and brush your teeth, what are you doing? You're bouncing off the walls, right?
Mm-hmm.
Literally jumping off your bed, going crazy, right?
Yeah.
And does Daddy ever get frustrated?
Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. And sometimes I'm like, Lola, you have to go to bed. You have to go to bed. You need to get your sleep, right? So do you think I'm doing it to be mean?
No.
Sometimes? Honestly? I'm doing it because I know that your body needs rest. Wyatt, are you a good sleeper?
Yeah.
Yeah, so at night you're ready. Cooper, are you a good sleeper?
Yeah.
Into the mic. Yeah? Yeah, you're pretty good. You're pretty tired at night, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't have any trouble falling asleep, do you?
No.
Yeah, and it's important to get sleep, right? If we don't get enough sleep, it's an opportunity for our bodies to get sick. So sometimes even though we want to stay up later, right, because if you guys are – we're watching a movie or we're doing something fun in the evening, playing a game, right, you guys will always ask, can we do another, right?
Yeah.
Can we
yeah.
do something else? And it's the same thing with adults. People want to be able to watch another episode of TV or read another chapter in their book and sacrifice their sleep. But it's so important to keep that sleep structure in place, just like it's important to eat healthy and to exercise. So same concepts with kids as it is for adults. Hopefully that was some useful information or at least some inspiration from some budding, beautiful children to help inspire you guys to do a little bit better out there as adults because we all face the same issues. Wyatt, thank you so much for giving us your contribution. Is there anything else, Wyatt, that you want to say about being healthy or any tips that you want to give people that you practice that help with health or why it's important?
All I can say is stay active and stay healthy.
Mm-hmm. That is the key. Cooper, anything you want to add?
No.
Okay. Lola, anything else on your mind?
Get a lot of sleep, unlike me.
Don't follow your example, right?
Nope.
Yep. Do as I say, not as I do, is what they say. All right. Well, Cooper, do you want to take us to the break?
We are going to take a short break, but don't go anywhere. We will be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed past purity. Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Hi, I'm Gail Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary, where we've been specializing in meeting your unique healthcare needs for over 50 years. Our passion is helping you to get to your root cause of health conditions. At Village Green Apothecary, our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists offer guidance on diet, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. Plus, we offer lab testing and nutritional consultations to optimize your health plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda or online at MyVillageGreen.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green. With your host today, Dr. Kevin Passero. We are here every Sunday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. bringing you the most up-to-date information on health and wellness. Our hope is to inspire you to live a healthier life and a better life for yourself, your family, and our planet. Today we are discussing key concepts to health with a special guest to help us understand the complex world of supplement manufacturing in an effort to help you choose the very best products to support your health.
Thank you, Lola, for that introduction. So we're back now with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and I'm Dr. Kevin Passero. I hope everybody enjoyed that little interview and that segment with the children. I think it's so important for them to have the opportunity to engage them in a dialogue. I hope you found it useful. I think they found it useful, and inspiring our youth is really one of the most important things that we can do. In this segment, we're going to turn our conversation directly over to Josh. And Josh is one of the lead scientific advisors for Zymogen, and Zymogen is one of the leading companies in the industry for producing nutraceutical products, so health and wellness products. These are the tools that we use to help people get well. You know, I think that the nutraceutical and supplement industry is a great industry. People, you know, we're going to criticize it for some reasons or another. I'm going to be a little bit critical as well, because I know even in my profession, some people and some doctors rely too much on a pop a pill culture, even if they're holistic. The reality is that you're not going to be able to affect major change in your health and achieve major goals in overcoming illnesses if all you rely on is pills. And I don't care if those pills come from a pharmaceutical company or if they come from a supplement, a nutraceutical company. The key to health and wellness is lifestyle. It's exactly what we talked about in the first two segments. It's exactly what these beautiful children pointed out to us. It's exactly the concepts that they are learning right now. It's eating healthy. It's making good choices. It's staying active. It's getting good quality sleep. It's managing your stress. It's having a positive attitude. These are the keys to overcoming illness. Period. The end. Now, with that said, there are many tools that we can use in people's healing journeys. Our bodies oftentimes need extra layers or extra levels of nutrients to support specific physiological and biochemical pathways. Herbs are a gift given to us. They have medicinal properties. Many pharmaceuticals are derived from the medicinal properties contained in herbs, and herbs can impact our body in very positive ways, and they are very useful in helping us to heal and should be incorporated as part of our life on a daily basis, because what people don't realize is that herbs have always been consumed by humans, usually in the form of food. Whether it's seasonings, spices, these things should be incorporated. Using them in supplements is just another method of getting these things that are designed to be used by our bodies for the optimization of health in a more concentrated and sometimes more convenient way. So it's a combination of using fundamentally lifestyle practices to support health, augmented with the right kinds of nutrients and supplements. And then the big question is, where are we relying on getting these? Because, you know, the big debate is always, are supplements regulated? Are they not regulated? And, you know, there's a huge amount of conversation around that. And if you go to the right companies and you utilize the right sources, you are going to get your hands on very high quality, very well regulated, very well produced products. And if you don't, you don't know what you're getting. So, Josh, I mean, Zymogen has, you know, worked to be a leader in the industry for sourcing, manufacturing, quality control, innovation, scientific research. So, I mean, I don't even know where to start this conversation because we could have spent the whole hour just talking about it. But maybe you should, you know, chime in and help us understand or help orient people to the world of what Zymogen does, and we can take the conversation from there.
Well, I really appreciate that. And so, you know, the industry's been around for some time, but as you mentioned before, it's an unregulated world where you need to find regulated outcomes. And so in October of 2003, Zymogen was created. And since then, Zymogen's focus has been finding the best sources, forms, qualities, quantities, and combinations of ingredients. So bottom line is, by getting the right supplements versus a lot of supplements allows you to institute these with the, you know, your diet, with your regimen from your practitioner, without having to walk out with a tote bag full of supplements, and where many times people have used it and changed the word from supplement to replacement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for instance, I'm vegan. I'm also an athlete, and so I have obviously deficiencies. I'm not going to get certain types of B vitamins or certain things like carnitine from that I would get from eating meat. So I supplement with that to ensure that I get the right levels of that in my body. That doesn't mean I supplement with all vitamins and don't eat any food. So I love the fact that you had mentioned up front that it's not about taking supplements and popping pills, because it's about the right supplements for your deficiencies to allow you to get where you need to be as you're working on the diet and the lifestyle and the exercise regimen. So ultimately have a minimalist approach on taking supplements altogether.
Absolutely. The more people do with lifestyle, the less supplements they need. And that is the biggest concern that I have with people that get interested in our field. Some people, you know, really bite into the lifestyle side, and other people just keep buying bottles of pills. And, you know, that has disheartened me as I've gotten further in my career. And honestly, as I've gotten further in my career, I don't know if it's just the kind of patient that I'm attracting, but my general observation is that in the last 15 years, people are now gravitating back more to understanding how key lifestyle is. It's actually becoming a little bit more popular to talk about and to make nutritional changes and to have support in the culture for really positive nutritional changes rather than just relying on the supplements. And people are asking for them less. People used to just come into the office asking for literally a natural supplement to replace their drug. And now people are coming in asking, how can I change my diet? What can I do with nutrition? They're asking different questions. And that's really exciting to me. I think that's a byproduct of culture. So, Josh, like, let's just talk a little bit about, what does it take for a company to be kind of an innovator or leader in the field of manufacturing nutraceuticals? And I think, you know, some of this comes around, first of all, sort of debunking the arguments that most people will get, like they bring in some very well prescribed supplements that are being done in conjunction with a lifestyle program to, let's say, their regular primary care doctor. And the primary care doctor just looks at a bottle of supplements and says, you know, don't take those. They're not regulated. You don't know what you're getting. You know, they're garbage. You know, and there's probably a lot of bottles of pills from the supplement industry that somebody could bring into their doctor's office that fit that description. But how is it that, or why is it that a company like Zymogen is making products that stand apart?
It's a great question. And a lot, every one of us at some place and point in time in our life are a patient. So we all know going in there that we're to expect some form of guidance or advice. So usually when we start with our general practitioner, you know, nutrition was not brought to the forefront of the fight, so to speak, against chronic illness until, you know, at least out into mainstream, until the last, what do I say, 20, 25 years. And so before, prior, you know, it's always been in med school that one semester where you have your class in nutrition awareness, usually that first class in the morning where you're trying to just get through it, and it's a very minimal focus on that. And so when you get out into the real world as a general practitioner, you're not necessarily focused on the nutrition aspect, you're focused on the pharmacological approach. And so when your patient brings in a bottle of supplements and you look at it and they think, wow, this is just no big deal. You know, I can just give you some
some Tums for calcium, or I can, you just take some magnesium off the shelf. All one magnesium is good for anything. It's not necessarily something we should be upset with them for. It's an ignorance that's not their fault. And so I my job and what I do and what Zymogen is out there to do is to help them understand that there is a vast difference between what you're going to get at a health food store or a GNC managed by somebody getting paid commission to sell you bottles for an after-school job, and a company that maintains exclusive partnerships with premier sources from around the world, providing unique ingredients and formulations that you're not going to find anywhere. We have innovative proprietary and patented ingredients with clinical data. I repeat, with clinical data to support the effectiveness, as well as dedicate the time and resources to separate true science from marketing hype. Mm-hmm. So as you were mentioning, we're giving the best possible formulas to get back to their life. And so I can't stress that enough, that there is a lot. We see infomercials, and you're right. It's an unregulated industry. But Zymogen is a highly regulated company.
Right.
We take the steps to be third-party GMP certified. We have outside auditing firms on a regular basis working with us to ensure that everything that goes in the bottles everything that goes in the bottle maintains that efficacy you're looking for as a practitioner and helps you get better as you're looking for as a patient.
Yep. And that...
so when you take these steps, it allows you to ensure that you're getting something as a prescription, not getting something off the shelf.
Yeah, and that's where, you know, I think the muddy water comes in for a lot of people is it is the supplement industry is a regulated industry by the FDA, but a lot of it, because there's so many supplement manufacturing companies, some of it has to rely on self-regulation, meaning that, yes, any FDA can audit any supplement company, go in, take a look, see if they're meeting and compliant with good manufacturing practices, but they don't have enough resources to be able to audit every single supplement company out there producing a product. So what they do is they set the standards that then the companies have to adhere to. And then there are certain companies that decide that they are going to abide by the absolute letter of the law when it comes to what the government has put out as far as the standards for good manufacturing practices. And it is basically up to the leadership of that company to decide that they want to adhere to all of those standards. And then they also have the ability to go out and hire a third party who can come in and evaluate every single one of their manufacturing practices and say, okay, great, from a third party standpoint, you are meeting or exceeding the manufacturing practices set forth by the FDA, the same manufacturing practices that apply to pharmaceuticals and over-the-counter medications that are very tightly regulated. And then there are other companies whose leadership may say, you know what, we don't care if we cut this corner, if we cut that corner, we can save a little bit of money, we can make a little bit better profit, we can put a little bit more in our pocket, and they just basically do their practice until they potentially get audited. And that's where the consumer is going to get injured, because it's very difficult from their perspective to figure out which company is holding to these highest standards that the FDA has put forth, or exceeding sometimes those standards that the FDA has put forth, and which companies are basically not doing that. And that's where Zymogen has shined. It's, you know, I've been down in the manufacturing facility, and it is such a great environment. You walk in the front doors and there's a giant wall of glass, and behind that giant wall of glass is the manufacturing facility, the actual production line. So it is out there for everyone to see. As soon as you walk into the facility, anyone can see exactly what's going on in the manufacturing line. It's like eating at one of these restaurants where the kitchen is completely open. You can see exactly what the chefs are doing, exactly what ingredients are going in the food. And if something wasn't being prepared properly, or a corner was being cut, or low ingredients were being used, or it was dirty or not maintained well, anybody who walks right in can see it. So it's a really, transparent, innovative way to help ensure, and it's helpful for me as a provider to have confidence that what I am prescribing to a person is coming from a place that is going through that due diligence. Because as a provider, I'm going to be recommending things, but I can't possibly do the due diligence of checking every single raw ingredient, making sure everything that's put in that product is exactly what it says. I have to trust a company that's going to do that, so that I know what I'm recommending to a patient is in their utmost best interest, because ultimately that is what my job is. That is why people hire me, and that is what I swore my oath to do as a doctor. So when we come back from the break, Josh, let's talk a little bit about some of the science, some of the innovation that Zymogen's done, the scientific team, the research team, some of the formulations that they come up with. There's a lot of really amazing things that they've done above and beyond just producing very high quality products to very high standards. So, Cooper, go ahead and take us out.
We are going to take a short break, but don't go anywhere. We will be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics multivitamins. That's right, certified organic, made with the highest quality standards, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, non-GMO certified, vegan, and gluten-free. Kind Organics multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists offer a personalized approach to help you with your health needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green
Apothecary. Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Thank you, Lola, for the introduction. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you for tuning in. All right, Josh, we were talking in the last segment about some of the standards for manufacturing, what the government sets forth. I know we talked on the break, you had some really good examples of how a company like Zymogen goes above and beyond what you're going to find in most other supplement companies. So why don't you kind of share with us some of those things that we were talking about, because I think they're interesting.
No, I appreciate that. So, the FDA will set forth regulations as far as labeling and disclosing what's inside and ingredient lists and panels and so forth. But not everything inside is the same. You know, let's take a B vitamin. You know, you can look at a lot of your cereals and so forth. And they talk about having, B vitamins and so forth, but is it available? Mm-hmm. And so there's a word out there called bioavailability. And that refers to how much of a nutrient or a formula that actually enters the circulation of your body and is able to be used. So a substance with a low bioavailability needs to be converted to a different form in the body so we can use it. But if you provided a substance like a B vitamin where it's highly bioavailable and it's active and ready to use, all of a sudden you're going to get a lot more benefit from taking that. Mm-hmm. So you could eat a bunch of a store-bought vitamin and not see any effect, and you could take one capsule of something that's highly bioavailable and have a super effect. And so when it's something like that, when you look out there, and many of us have a hard time digesting fat, for instance, and you look at fish oils, that's a type of fat. We have to break those fish oils down. So are you taking the form that's broken down for you, or are you taking a form that is readily available for use by your body? So when you look at a lot of these things,
A company like Zymogen and a few select others will take those extra steps to ensure that you are building a formulation based off of efficacy, not based off the requirement. And so you might be required to do something for your job, but are you the most successful person? And if you are, I would assume that you're doing much more than just what's required. You're going above and beyond to ensure that you're being the best.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Zymogen takes to heart.
Yeah, so, I mean, something that you find a lot when you look at the back, and I teach patients all the time when they bring in a product and they say, well, I'm taking this, you know, multivitamin, and or they have it in their hand, or I look it up online and I say, okay, well, I'd like you to take another one, and here's why. And I'll show them the ingredient list of what they're taking, and I'll show the ingredient list of what I want them to take. And while they're still maybe listed as, let's say, B6 or B12 or vitamin E, or the ingredient's the same, there's different forms that a supplement company can decide to put in. There's different forms of B vitamins, different forms of vitamin E, different forms of some of these nutrients. And a lot of the companies that are looking to turn the biggest profit and enter in the market at the lowest price point will put very low quality ingredients into their product. Whereas a company like Zymogen, the price point might be a little bit higher, but it's important to me, because what it means is that there's a greater chance of efficacy of that product actually working. Those nutrients that that person is taking are actually utilizable by the cellular machinery that we're looking to target with that supplementation. So really an important point, and it's nice to know that, you know, you're going to be getting those higher level ingredients and those higher quality ingredients. And also, it's just really nice to know that the things people are consuming are safe. That's like one of the utmost things for me. So I know Zymogen has like a 4,000 square foot in-house laboratory where they're able to test all raw materials as soon as they come in to look for contaminants from herbs. There's concerns about heavy metals. There are concerns about pesticide residues, concerns about exactly what's going into something. So if you get a big vat of, let's say, B6 that you're going to mix into your B complex, some companies, literally from the manufacturer, somebody shipped out the wrong thing, and the color might look the same, the texture might look the same, maybe it's diluted, maybe it's watered down, maybe it's not as potent as it should be. If you don't in-house test to verify that that is exactly what you ordered and that's exactly what is on the shipping invoice, the shipping manifest that comes with it, you don't know what you're putting in your product. And Josh, correct me if I'm wrong, but Zymogen basically has this in-house lab to test every single raw ingredient that comes in to verify the accuracy of the shipment before it enters into the production line, correct?
Absolutely. So there are two things. Once we test it at the beginning and again throughout and at the end of the process to ensure that the end product is exactly what's on the outside of the label.
Mm-hmm.
But quickly, you mentioned something about the product being a little more expensive, and you're absolutely correct. When you look at it, though, and to achieve efficacy and to achieve the results you're looking for as a patient, you take the store-bought things, you're going to take a lot more than needed. And that's if you can get the efficacy you're looking for out of that. You're going to end up spending in many, many, many instances a lot more because you'll have to use and take a lot more of the other products to achieve it. So in the long run, Zymogen in many instances comes out to be less expensive because you can get what you get to the result you need to much faster,
mm-hmm.
allowing you to get back to your life.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. And I mean, you know, people need to understand that health is an investment. And if you're relying on your insurance coverage and you're relying on the traditional method and model of care at this point in time to keep you healthy, you are going to be sorely disappointed. They will manage you once you're sick, but they are not going to keep you healthy. If you want to stay healthy, maximize your life, enjoy it to the greatest potential, you're going to have to be proactive. And unfortunately, a lot of those things are not going to fall under your insurance covered plan. So you're going to have to see the value in spending money and investing in yourself in some of these things. Joshua, we are out of time. Thank you so much to you and to your son, Wyatt, for being on the show today. We appreciate your input, your time, your support. So thank you so much for being a part of it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Wyatt. All right, everybody, that wraps up the show today. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Dr. Kevin Passera wishing you the best of health. Until next time, take care.
Did you know at Village Green Apothecary, we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more. That's right. In addition to our big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. Today and every day at Village Green, we care about our customers. We've been providing the best nutrition and healthy living products for over 50 years. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.